For a limited time.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. And now the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome from Taylorville, where we are here just in time for the tip as the Silver Streaks take on the 3-5 Rochester Rockets, and Galesburg wins the tip with Nick Fields, Keith Cunningham, Jalen McCants, Eric Price, and Justin Endoff in the starting five. Here's Endoff, top of the circle, right side, missed a three. Cunningham skies in for the rebound, put back, and the Streaks score first, leading 2-0. And they put on the full court press right off the get-go. And that's something that Coach Mike Reynolds talked about in the pregame. The Rockets break it. Eddington blocked at the other end. Cunningham picks up the loose ball off the floor. Driving to the other end as the ball knocked free. Rochester has a hand on it, scrambling for it. Now comes up with it, turning over the Silver Streaks. Kate Eddington, a 5'10 senior. Brock McKinney, a 6-foot senior. On the dribble now, Aaron Clare, a 5'10 senior. Lucas McCafferty, a 6'3 junior. And a freshman in the starting lineup has it now. On the right wing, Seth Parkinson at an even 6 feet. Rochester hasn't won a game in the Central State 8, but they've won 3 non-conference games to go 3-5 here to start this season. On the right side, Parkinson, the freshman, guarded by McCants, pulling him out away from the basket. Picks up his dribble, needs help, feeds it into the lane. McCafferty skips it back to the outside into the hands of Aaron Clare. Clare dribbles left, has the ball knocked free, finds its way to McKinney, who drives baseline and scores. Tied at 2.
A bit of an erratic offense by Rochester that time, but they were able to avoid getting a turnover there and drive the baseline, get a quick bucket right out of the gate. Now Cunningham down low for the Streaks.
Gets free on the low blocks, can't knock the shot down as it rolls off the rim, but he gets fouled. And Cunningham will shoot 2. Earlier today, this is the third game out of 4 in the opener here at Taylorville. Sterling defeated Dunlap 56-42. Those two teams are in the same pool with the Silver Streaks. And then on the other side of the pool, IVC won the opener against Rantoul 65-53. Taylorville will play Mount Zion in the final game of the day, and that game doubles as an Apollo Conference game, which they have taken to since Taylorville left the CS8. And joined the Apollo a couple of years ago. Cunningham knocks down the first, misses the second free throw. Cade Eddington with a rebound for the Rockets, and he walks it across midcourt. Right in front of us, we are courtside here across from the scoring table. Great view in a great venue. Dolph Stanley Court at Taylorville High School. They have some pretty strong basketball tradition of their own dating back into the 40s. There's a runner in the lane, well off the mark by Brock McKinney. Eric Price gets the rebound. At the other end, Jalen McCants with a feed from the outside up and in for the easy layup.
It'll be a long night for Rochester if they can't keep McCants and Cunningham off the glass down low.
Eddington goes coast to coast, can't finish off the shot. Justin Endoff comes out with a rebound. Into the front court, Cunningham in from the left side, up with the right-hand layup. He's got 5, Streaks lead by 5, and it forces a Rochester timeout. 2 minutes, 16 seconds into the ball game.
Man, I think that down low problem is exactly why Coach David Macieski of Rochester called the timeout there, scolding his guys, saying, well, number one, we've got to get back, and number two, they just can't let the ball get in down low because they've got athletic kids, but they're not real long on size. And when Cunningham gets it down there, or McCants, there's nothing they can do. They're going to get the shot up over them every single time. And so those are the adjustments that Rochester having to make right now to avoid getting destroyed in the paint tonight.
So coming out of the 30-second timeout, Streaks are going to keep that full court press on. Alleman hung in for a while in the first half against the Silver Streaks. But Galesburg finally wore down the Pioneers, and that's what the Sirks are hoping to do here as Rochester having trouble but gets it into the front court. Eddington on the dribble down the right side, going right at Nick Fields, again with a missed layup. Rebound on the floor, picked up on the run by Jalen McCants. McCants driving in from the right side, contact, no foul called, missed the shot. McKinney with a rebound. Back comes Rochester quickly, and they try to go up and down too fast, and the lead pass thrown out of bounds, and the Rockets turn it over.
Yeah, you know, Mike Reynolds was quick to point out that this team, Rochester's played some tough opponents and some very athletic opponents. So Rochester doesn't seem to feel uncomfortable running up and down in court with Galesburg. I think the Streaks would love that tempo in this whole game, but Rochester thinking that maybe they can match Galesburg.
And off free, top of the arc, can't hit the shot. Off the back of the rim, rebound Keith Cunningham. That one comes up short, and Rochester comes out with a rebound. Aaron Clare with the board. He's got two pretty good looks at it, especially Cunningham on the inside. Lead is 5, under 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 7-2. Thanks for being with us here, WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with us, filling in for Steve Cheeseman. As Steve has, as we have talked about in the pregame, the privilege of speaking at Jim Isaacson's funeral, so he will be back with us on Saturday. Eric Price with a reach-in foul up top, guarding a little too closely, his first foul. And he is out with Quinn Anderson into the game. First substitution for the Streaks.
Eric looked at the official like he was surprised. I didn't think there was anything surprising about that foul call.
Well, maybe I was talking too much about Alleman because he could get
away with that all night. Yep.
Here's the Streaks with a steal. End off and Cunningham with the double team. Here's McCants at the other end. Alters his shot on the way up. Good body control, but he can't finish off the shot. Then Cunningham can't hit the putback. And we've got a foul on the floor. Will be against Rochester on the putback. And that goes against Brady Butler, who's checked in, a 6'1 sophomore for Rochester.
Well, getting shots in bunches down inside. Now, the last couple, we've been flying toward the basket and really didn't have a great angle on it and missed those shots. Those are tough, but when you get yourself squared away and get straight up with the ball, you're going to make a higher percentage, and that's what Cunningham almost did there as he hits the free throw.
8-2 is the Silver Streaks lead. Cunningham with 6 here in the first quarter. 4:24 to go. Sterling and IVC, two opponents familiar to the Silver Streaks, straight out of the postseason last year, won both of their openers here. 9-2 is the Galesburg lead as Cunningham knocks down the second as well. Running the baseline, bounce pass on the inbound to Butler. Trapped, double team, gets the pass away, nearly stolen by Cunningham, but McKinney will bring it up court, then intercepted by Endoff. Justin leading the break at the other end with a 3-on-1. Takes it in from the left side with a right-hand layup, and it's 11-2 Streaks. 3 Rochester turnovers early as the Streaks have come out pressing. It's been effective. They break this one. Eddington with a 2-on-1. Bounce pass left side, shot out of control, but Lucas McCafferty is fouled under the basket, and he'll go to the line shooting 2 as the second team foul on the Silver Streaks. First of the game against Quinn Anderson.
Well, so the first 4 minutes here, you would say Galesburg's going to run away and hide with this ball game. But as we've seen, that can change. Rochester, as we said, got behind Sacred Heart Griffin 33-14 in the third quarter of a game a few weeks ago. And next thing you know, it's 43-40. So don't get comfortable against this Rochester team. Just keep going at them.
Streaks got off to a pretty fast start against Rochester last year. Then the Rockets just kind of hung around. The lead slowly built its way up to 15 in the third quarter. Streaks ended up winning that game by only 3. So Rochester has that tendency under head coach David Majewski. McCafferty makes the back end of the 2 free throws. It's 11-3 Galesburg under 4 minutes to go first quarter. Bounce pass down low, Cunningham to the basket. Baby hook up and in.
All day.
He's got 9. Streaks lead by 10 first time tonight, 13-3. Rochester breaks the press. Seth Parkinson airmails his intended receiver cross-court on the far side, and that's 4 Rochester turnovers.
And if Rochester doesn't find a way to keep him from getting the ball down low, Eric will have 29 by the time, Keith will have 29 by the time this game is over. He's got 9 right now, but he gets posted up down there, and there's nobody can stop him.
At 28 against Sacred Heart Griffin in the opener, that's his career high. Anderson has it now on the left side, backs up on the dribble, gets it down low to McCants. He goes baseline, gets cut off, feeds it into the far corner, but the bounce pass is out of bounds. Second Galesburg turnover.
Yeah, you mentioned the freshman starting for Rochester, Seth Parkinson. He's got the white leggings all the way up and down. Is there a name for that? I saw a college team the other day. Every player on the court had that. white all the way up and down. Just kind of looks like long underwear.
Yeah. There probably is a name for that. I don't know what it is. Streaks trap underneath their own basket. Forces Rochester into a timeout. And this will be a 30-second timeout. So the Rockets have used both of their 30-second timeouts in less than 5 minutes of this first quarter.
Yeah, at first I thought they were just real long spot socks that went up to the knees. But then I realized, no, these things go all the way up. And, they're not really spandex, I don't think. They're not that tight, but they're pretty snug. And I suppose they keep your muscles a little warmer if you need to do that in basketball. I don't know. But it's just a new trend I'm starting to see a little more of here.
Kind of makes me think of the sleeves that players would wear and they covered up their elbows.
Yep.
They're not full sleeves, but some players have done that. 13-3 Galesburg, 3:09 to go here in the opening quarter. Rochester already using two timeouts here in this opening quarter. This time they break the press. Kate Eddington down the middle of the lane, splits defenders, feeds it out to the right side. A dribble by Parkinson, picks it up, gets it into the right corner. Eddington will shoot the three and hits. Streaks have really forced Rochester into an up-tempo game, but that was well run. Riley Milan into the game during the timeout. Draws a front of the iron on a three-pointer from the corner. Eddington comes out with a rebound. Gets away with a high dribble just to the right side of the arc. And still has it now. Really swings that ball out on the dribble. No looks pass. Down to a man right in front of him, McCafferty. Now gets it back out to Eddington. Hesitation dribble. Around to the baseline. Kicks it out to the top of the arc. And the freshman Parkinson knocks down the three. And that pulls Rochester within four as they've scored the last six.
Yeah, just like that. Within about 30 seconds, they're right back in the ballgame.
2:10 to go, opening quarter. Crossover dribble by Anderson down to the low blocks. Stops, kicks it out. Mitchell Sampson down the lane, dribbles the ball off his chin, out of bounds, but it deflected off a Rochester player. The Streaks will hang on to it.
Well, I think in this game, if it all plays out the way this first quarter has, if we can shoot a good percentage tonight, we'll win this one because we're getting shots all over the court. You can get inside, you're getting three-pointers outside. It's just a matter of cashing in.
Give and go. McCants right back to Anderson, and Quinn too far under the basket. Hits the bottom of the rim on the shot, but he got fouled. Quinn inbounded it from the right of the backboard to Jalen, and then McCants fed it right back to Quinn, who shot in underneath. He's going to get two free throws on the first foul of the game on Lucas McCafferty. First one by Quinn, up and in.
Now, for the first time that we can remember anyway, the Streaks will turn around and play a 9 a.m. game tomorrow. So need to have lights out early tonight so they can get a good night's rest.
Which, being on the same floor as the team, will appreciate that as well. Quinn Anderson knocks down both free throws. That ends the little mini run by the Rockets. Streaks lead is back to 6 at 15-9. Lob on the inbound. Claire quickly into the front court to Parkinson on the far side. Now back into the hands of Cade Eddington. Eddington on the dribble at the volleyball line. Back and forth between the legs. Now gives it left side over to Claire. Picks up his dribble. Eric Price back into the game guarding him. Eddington fakes at the top of the arc. Gets tripped up by Anderson, and a foul called on Quinn will be his second. So that'll get Justin Endoff right back into the game. 1:43 to go, first quarter, 6-point Galesburg lead.
If anything gets noisy at the hotel tonight, my room is right next to Mike Reynolds, so I can just say, Mike, have at him. And I would guess he would settle things pretty quickly if anybody got a little noisy on his team at the Country Inn and Suites tonight.
Well, we were talking with him and Steve Hawkins before the game here, and Mike said, I don't do that.
Yeah. Is that Steve's job?
Apparently it is. I guarantee if he's needed, Mike will be more than happy to put the clamp down on whatever the kids might even think about doing. Claire into the game. Right in front of the basket with a little lob pass up and in. 15-11 with a minute 20 to go here in this first quarter. Streaks lead by four with the ball.
Well, four of these teams staying at our hotel tonight. Four teams.
Down low, McCants elbows his way in, fends off his man. Good body control. Knocks it in from the low block. 6-point Galesburg lead at 17-11.
Uh-oh.
Into the front court. Rochester breaks it, and the freshman at the other end, Parkinson, lays it up and in. He's got five. 4-point Galesburg lead. Mitchell Sampson to the right side, Endoff. Quick feed to the inside, spin move. McCants up with the left hand, drops it in off the back iron, and he's got six. 19-13. 19 first quarter points already for the Streaks. And a steal by Milan. Comes in from the backside, drives, can't finish off the shot. McCants with a tip, gets another opportunity at it, but I don't think he had a good handle on it on the way up with the left hand, and he comes up short. McKinney with a rebound. Up top, Claire. Now to the left side. A fake into the hands of Eddington. Front end of the Galesburg bench. Rochester pulls it back out with 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Backing his way up, Brady Butler.
Nice.
McCants pokes
nice.
It free. Comes up with it. Drives to the other end. Goes up with it and lays it up and in with 11 seconds to go.
All the way around. Terrific defensive play and a nice finish by Jalen McCants.
Five Rochester turnovers on the McCants steal. And now a foul on Eric Price as they trap Eddington in the backcourt. And now that's two on Price, two on Quinn Anderson. So 6.1 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Price will have to sit down. Nick Fields back into the game along with Cunningham. And Cunningham will guard the inbound as Brock McKinney will pull the trigger. McKinney looking, bounces it in to Claire. Aaron Claire across midcourt, works his way to the right side, crossover dribble, shoots at the free throw line short, and that's the end of the first quarter. Galesburg with an 8-point lead, 21-13. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The GHS girls basketball team takes on Effingham St. Anthony in the first game of the day at Mattoon Holiday Tournament. I'm Tom Ayrton. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame at 9:40 on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Silver Streaks with an 8-point lead after one quarter here at Taylorville, taking on Rochester. Streaks have switched to a 1-3-1 defense to start off quarter number two. Rochester with the ball, left side Eddington. Knifes his way through the lane, stops at the high post, feeds it right side to Jonah Garadas into the game. Now quick feed down low to Butler, kicks it back out to Eddington. Aaron Clare feeds it through the lane, deflected, picked up by Garatas. Rochester hangs on to it. Clare from the left corner misses a three. Rebound Riley Milan for the Streaks. That's her first missed three-pointer of the game.
Nice weak side box out and rebound by Riley Milan there for Galesburg.
Mitchell Sampson skips it left side. Endoff can't knock down the three. Brady Butler with a rebound for Rochester. Endoff started off slow from the outside, but when he finds the range, he can heat up very, very quickly. 1 minute into the second quarter, Streaks' lead is 21-13. Down the lane, Eddington bumps, kicks it out. Giratis from the left wing knocks down from the corner. They're knocking down their threes here early, and they trail by five. Galesburg with the ball.
Yeah, Eddington just kind of bruising his way into the paint and looking for that kick out, and that's exactly what they wanted. Buried the three-pointer. That's their recipe for success for Rochester.
Keith Cunningham with 9 in the first quarter. Jalen McCants with 8 to lead the Streaks, who have 21 up by 5. Cunningham down low, gets bumped, knocked down, and a hand check on the arm will be the fourth team foul against Rochester. Galesburg will inbound it.
You get the feeling this game is going to be played at this tempo, I think, for four quarters. Both the teams want it this way. I really think Rochester, probably more so than Galesburg, does not want this to be a half-court game because they don't want to see Cunningham and McCants getting the ball down low in situations where they can just square up to the basket.
Foul on Brady Butler is his second. On the inbound, Endoff catches but comes up too long. Weak side rebound, Cunningham back up and in. Keith with 5 rebounds in the game, and he's in double figures with 11 now. Streaks lead. Go ahead, Jim.
Going to go to the half-court trap that worked well for them in the Alleman game a couple of weeks ago.
23-16 is the Streaks lead. Eddington fakes the shot, kicks it left side. Garrettas drives, leaves it off with a little baby hook by Brock McKinney. A little floater with a one hand, and it's 23-18. Hanging in there. 6 minutes to go, first half. Left side, Mitchell Sampson. Quick feed down low to McCants. Rochester went for the steal. That allowed McCants to get a step to the basket. Puts it up and in. 25-18. Silver Streaks by 7. Led by as many as 10 in the first quarter. That's when Rochester scored 6 in a row. And they've been right in about in this range ever since. 5:40 to go first half. Claire on the left side. Bounces it back up top. Eddington passes up the shot. Feeds it into the left corner. Quick touch pass. Aaron Claire left wing. Airballs it. Underneath, rebound deflected into the hands of Cunningham. Endoff drives at the other end. Good feed into the front court. Justin with the drive, and it's 27-18 Streaks.
It was just about the time Rochester started to feel like they were closing the gap. Streaks come out in the second quarter with a nice little flurry and spread the lead back to 9.
A drive by Eddington into the left corner. Claire again for 3. Or this time it was Brock McKinney, rather, who knocks it down. 27-21, Streaks by 6. We were tied at 2. Streaks scored 9 in a row. They've led ever since. Skip pass right side. Quick touch pass. Baseline. Cunningham up and in from about 6 feet out. And the Streaks call a timeout. Up 29-21. This position in just about any quarter where Mike Reynolds likes to call a timeout.
And nice to see Cunningham hit that short jump shot along the baseline. We've talked about that a number of times over recent years, ever since the advent of the three-point shot. Guys spend so much time out at that arc and also attacking underneath the basket for layups, but you don't see the art of shooting the short jump shot has been lost. Shot anywhere from like where Cunningham had it there on to about 15 feet.
Yep.
Guys will pass up those shorter ones to try and get out and get the three-point shot. And so you just don't not have guys working on that shot to where you might be wide open, but it's a touch shot. You know, you can't just let it fly the way you do a three-pointer. It was nice to see Cunningham hit that.
It was good to see Justin Endoff get it to him, too, on the little quick touch pass from Mitchell skipped from left side to right side across to the right wing, and then as soon as Justin caught it, he quickly found Cunningham wide open down along the baseline. Mm-hmm. So 29-21 is the Streaks' lead, 4:51 to go first half. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week. As they do any time we hit the road for football coverage, Galesburg High School girls and boys basketball games, Jim Lee and I traveling in a 2016 Nissan Altima, a little over 32,000 miles on it, and part of the fleet that you can get with a lifetime powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no additional cost to you. Check out the 2016 Nissan Altima. We'll have it back on the lot on Saturday night. 4.5 minutes to go first half here. 29-21 is the Galesburg lead. Into the game for the Streaks. Caleb Meadows benefits from a steal, a miscommunication on a pass. Quick pass down low. Jalen McCants catches, puts it up and in. And just like that, the Streaks are back up by 10 at 31-21.
Boy, frustrating for Rochester. They were within an eyelash of getting that ball away before McCants got his hands on it. But once he grabbed it, it was game over, and he took it right up to the hole. And now Rochester turns it over right in front of their own bench, and the Streaks will get it back.
Baseline pass came from underneath the basket, intended for Rylan Wilson on the front end of that Rochester bench. It just sailed over his head, so the Streaks get it back in the half court. Meadows up top, right side, Cunningham pulls up, shoots from the free throw line, hits the front of the iron, gets his own rebound, knocked off balance, stolen away by Rochester. McCafferty came up with it. First Galesburg turnover in the second quarter. The lead is 10, and now a reach foul called against Cunningham as he came back and tried to steal it away from Parkinson, and that's the first foul of the game on Keith.
You know, as well as we thought Keith shot that six-footer, that one around the free throw line, yeah. He did not look comfortable at all letting that thing fly, but he went right back after it and got it back before he turned it over.
He's got 7 rebounds in the first half, along with 13 points to lead the Streaks. 3:40 to go first half. The lead is 10. On the dribble right side, Brock McKinney, cut off by Cunningham, pulls it back out with a left hand up top. Meadows cuts off the pass, gets it right side over to Aaron Claire on the wing. Claire puts the ball on the floor, dribbling left side, curls into the lane, and a reach-in foul called on Nick Fields. Mm-hmm. That's his first and the 6th Galesburg team foul.
Yeah, Nick, though, sliding his feet, containing the lane, not letting the guy penetrate, and I think the Streaks, they've played man most of this first half, and they've done a real nice job with it.
Switched briefly to the 1-3-1, yeah. But they got out of that quickly. Here's a jumper from the left corner, comes up short. Fields juggles the rebound, controls, pulls up in the backcourt, fires it into the front court. Quinn Anderson pulls up right wing, in and out, and a foul on the rebound will be against the Silver Streaks. Judging by Keith Cunningham's reaction, I'm guessing it's on him, and it is. His second. Picked up 2 very quickly.
You know, so many memories playing here at Taylorville all these years. So many guys have gone through the system, and I can't help it. I always bring it up, and looking down here, I always think of Grant Gibson, that year that he hurt his knee down here at this tournament. And that team was playing outside of the there's a missed free throw. Outside of the 98 Silver Streaks team, I thought that team was playing at that level, the best we had seen a Galesburg team play. Meeker, Joe Williams on down the line. That was Tyson Parks. That was a really good team.
They went on to win that tournament that year. Played terrific basketball, even when Gibson went down. It was an emotional night, an emotional tournament. Anderson misses the three. Parkinson with the rebound. Brings it into the front court. 2:45 to go. Rochester wants to slow things down here a little bit in the half court. Claire pulls the dribble out to the volleyball line. Left side pass to McKinney in front of the Galesburg bench. Tell you, they have good ball movement. Mm-hmm. They intend for the strategy seems to be to get a lot of touches in the half court.
Yeah. And as much as they can, they don't really seem to try and finish at the basket. They just want to get halfway into the lane and kick it out to one corner or the other. It's been pretty effective for them. And even though Galesburg is up by 10 points and just forced a Rochester turnover, I'm not sure at what point you'd get really comfortable against this team, because Rochester, they just keep coming at you. They're hard workers, and they are not going to let up.
Jalen McCants came from the backside of Lucas McCafferty on the inbound, got a hand on the ball, and then it deflected off of McCafferty, which is what created the turnover. They're eighth. Here's Anderson on the left side. Hesitation drive, feeds it into the lane to Jalen. Gets the pass away to the low blocks. Endoff short arms it. Gets his own rebound. Has the ball knocked away out of bounds, and he touched it last.
So is that
good
a
idea.
Second shot or a turnover?
Well, he got a shot and a rebound and then the turnover.
All right.
2:16 to go for the half. And kind of a scoring lull here. Streaks quickly got that lead up to 10, and that's where it stayed right now. Rochester may end it, though. Three-pointer comes up short, and a tie-up on the weak side rebound between McCafferty and Justin Endoff. They're going to call a held ball, and the Streaks get it back.
Well, in Rochester, they're going to win or lose on those three-point shots. That was a wide-open look. That's exactly what they wanted. You know, if you're them and you can shoot that at probably over 40%, you got a pretty good shot at winning any game, but that one just didn't go down.
On the left side, Endoff, a little bit of contact with Eddington, gets it to the outside, Jalen McCants. McCants, crossover dribble down the lane, feeds it left side, Mitchell Sampson for three, off the front of the rim, rebound Claire. Both teams in a scoring lull here right now. Neither team able to add to the scoreboard as we approach a minute and a half to go, second quarter. Eddington with the drive, cut off in the lane, knocked off balance, gets the pass away. Drive along the baseline, right back to Eddington. Head and shoulder fake, few times, and the Streaks get a block on it. Mitchell Sampson gets fouled on the rebound.
Well, Eddington did everything he could in there, undersized, and he had three guys around him. He pump faked two or three times, and there was just no way he was going to get that shot off, and it did get partially blocked. I think he got poked in the mouth as he goes over to sit down on the Rochester bench.
As he picks up his second foul. Fouling Mitchell Sampson, who came out with a – he really waited too long. I mean, if as soon as the ball came to him, if he just went up for the shot, he'd have had it.
But then you'd draw everybody over onto you.
Yep, he thought about it for a half second, and then three guys surrounded him. End off, pass left side, Caleb Meadows back into the game. Sophomore for the Silver Streaks. Left side, Jalen McCants, drives to the baseline and gets fouled. Or is there a foul away from the ball? Call that on – Mitchell Sampson on the other side of the court, away from the action.
Now, I wasn't here last year. Did they have the video board up on our left last year?
They did.
Yeah, really nice.
Here's a steal by the Streaks. End off, drives, lays it up and in.
Although I've got to admit it's a little distracting. They're running ads up there while the game is going on. I mean, if I'm noticing it, hopefully the players aren't too.
Well, when they get some bright ads up there and then that ad switches, it's like somebody turns off lights.
Yeah.
In each corner of the gym. 12-point Galesburg lead coming off the end off steal and drive. 38 seconds to go. Here's a jumper from the left corner, in and out. McCants holds on to the fourth rebound for him, drives it into the front court. Onto the right side, Mitchell Sampson. Up top, end off. Wide open. Three off the back iron. Rebound Parkinson for Rochester. Justin hadn't found the range on this court yet. Here's another streak steal. Picked up by Nick Fields. Caleb Meadows hammered going down the lane with 16.8 seconds to go, and he'll shoot two free throws.
Yeah, after that 21-13 first quarter, the scoring has been limited the second quarter, not because the pace has changed any. It's just
right.
Not many balls going in the basket right now.
Fifth team foul on Rochester. Streaks lead by 12, 33-21. First foul of the game on Aaron Clare. Comes off the 10th Rockets turnover. And Caleb Meadows with his first varsity free throws, and he knocks down
the first one. Made it look easy. Rochester just one of their last seven back the other way, so they have clearly cooled off here just before the half, and the Streaks with their biggest lead at 13.
So the lead was holding at 10 there for a long time. Gelsberg got the lead up to 8 with just under 5 minutes to go. That was 29-21. It's now 35-21 as Meadows knocks down the second free throw.
Yeah. If there's a technical, I know who I want shooting it. If Meadows is going to make them all look that easy.
Well, he sits down for the final 17 seconds, and Kobe Ramirez with his first action since early in the season. Again, he came down with mono in late November. So it's good to see Kobe back on the floor. Mm-hmm. Rochester trying to hold for the final shot. They'll put it up with 9 seconds to go. Missed it. Rebound. Alex Egyptiaco into the front court. Eyeballs it and travels with it at midcourt as indecision. He tried to look up at the clock. Saw the time was quickly running out. And then there was indecision between whether should I go ahead and heave it or do I need to pass it away.
You know, with 8 tenths left, I don't know Rochester can even get off a shot, much less put one in here, but they'll see what they can do.
Not from across half court anyway, right? And nobody down anywhere near the basket.
Yeah, nobody to lob to.
So they throw it into the backcourt and really can't get off much of anything. So 35-21 is the Gelsberg lead at the half. We'll take a break, come back, look at the first half stats. Individual scoring, talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff. 35-21 Gelsberg from Taylorville. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with 2 sausage patties and 2 slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL, reminding you that you can laugh your way into the new year. Sugar High Theatricals is hosting their New Year's Eve cabaret on the 31st, starting at 10 p.m. at Northgate Lanes. There will be comedy skits, improv, and a countdown. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Dolph Stanley Court at Taylorville High School. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee filling in for Steve Cheeseman, and it's been a good start for the Streaks. We were tied at 2. Galesburg scored 9 in a row to go up 11-2 and just extended that lead right before halftime. They were up 9 at 27-18 and scored the final 8 points and lead it by 14 here at the break, 35-21. And I don't know, Jim, if these three-pointers don't go down for Rochester, this game could get out of hand for the Rockets in a hurry.
Yeah, those numbers in the first half are not going to allow them to win this game. They've got to shoot better, obviously, especially when most of their shot attempts are going to be three-pointers. And they're only getting one shot, period. They didn't have an offensive rebound in the entire half. So no, zero second chances. So you better make good on your first one pretty often if you want to stay in a game like this, and they just haven't. Plus, they've had double-digit turnovers, and that's not helping them either. So Streaks up 14 right now, and that's a big part of it.
So let's go ahead and take a look at these first half numbers brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Team numbers, Jim.
Yeah, Rochester 8 out of 21 from the field, 38%. I didn't keep how many of those were three-point attempts, but I would guess two-thirds of their shots were from the arc.
Especially in the second quarter.
Yes, yeah, they may not have shot anything but threes in that second quarter. And the stats reflected, and they were cold toward the end of the half, hitting just one of their final eight shots. Again, no offensive rebounds, 10 on the glass on the defensive side in those 10 turnovers. For Galesburg, Streaks shooting a little higher percentage, 45%, 14 out of 31 from the field. Streaks, I believe, yet to hit a three-pointer in this game. I don't show
correct.
Any.
Correct. Yeah.
I don't have any. There's several attempts, but I don't have any down.
I see what I wrote down the wrong thing in the first quarter. Yeah, they're 0 for 8.
Yeah, so if you heard that stat, you'd think, boy, we're in trouble tonight, but we've been able to get a lot of points elsewhere on the court. Winning the rebounding battle 19-10. Galesburg has had 8 offensive rebounds to none for Rochester and only 5 Galesburg turnovers, so they've got half the number of the Rockets, and there's your 14-point lead. Let's hope that continues for the next half.
3-point shooting Rochester, 4 out of 11. The Rockets just 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks, as we mentioned, 0 out of 8 from 3-point range, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. 35-21 is the halftime lead. We'll come back, take a look at scores from tournaments around the area, and give you the individual scoring. We'll also talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Ryan Hart. From Taylorville, 35-21, Streaks lead over Rochester. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Fox News, I'm Richard Jordan. Government agencies impacted by the partial government shutdown could stay offline until the new year. The IRS isn't taking any calls.
Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service. Live telephone assistance is not available at this time.
President Trump is urging Democrats to fund a border wall and end the shutdown, but no votes were held during today's sessions in the House and Senate. U.S. markets finished the day on a high note after a roller coaster on Wall Street.
A major turnaround for stocks, the Dow in particular, going as low as 611 points in the negative in the red and turning around. A big surprise for traders down here who did not expect it. They say pension buying is what saved stocks today.
Fox's Jerry Willis. The Plains and the upper Midwest are getting snow tonight, more than a foot already in parts of Minnesota. The system is expected to reach the Northeast tomorrow. This is Fox News.
February 19th is the date a trial could begin in Fulton County against the Illinois teenager accused of causing an Amber Alert to be issued that was later believed to be a hoax. WMBD-TV in Peoria reports that 18-year-old Mitchell Dutz appeared in court on Wednesday, where the trial date was set after Dutz entered a plea of not guilty. Dutz allegedly claimed three black males stole his car with an infant in the back in Farmington on December 15th. Authorities believe Dutz used a photo of a child he found on Instagram. Two people have been shot and wounded inside a Southside Chicago home by a man posing and dressed as a postal carrier. Police say the gunman knocked on the door of the Roseland neighborhood home at about 2:15 p.m. Thursday and said he had a package delivery for a man inside. After the door was opened, a 27-year-old man was shot multiple times in the chest, and a 23-year-old woman was shot in the lower body. They were taken to an area hospital for treatment. I'm Cameron Lyne. Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL. Galesburg's News.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
The official WGIL forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies tonight. A chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, a low near 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 38. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy as well, with a low near 23. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 48 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Halftime from Taylorville, where the Silver Streaks lead Rochester in both teams' first game here at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, 35-21. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. And Jim Lee is going to talk things over with assistant coach Ryan Hart as he gets a little ribbing from Rochester coach David Majewski. Jim is ready with him now. Let's go courtside.
All right, well, coach, 14 up at the break. Good things, bad things you're seeing.
Defense has been all right. The 1-3-1 zone, I think we gave up all of our points at second quarter on that.
not doing a very good job helping down. They drive the baseline, kick it back up to kind of the middle post, and that's where they're getting most of their points on that stuff. Offensively, we're doing a really good job getting the ball inside finally. I mean, a couple days of practice working nonstop on that has helped out. Three-point shooting, it'll get going.
Cunningham and McCants, once they get it down there, they really don't have an answer for them, do they?
I agree, as long as Jalen stays on balance and Keith will finish.
And on the defensive end, it doesn't appear that they really want to go all the way to the basket with the ball. Do you worry about that at all, or is that kickout that's a big concern?
Well, it seems like the kickout's actually hurting us as well, because they can make an open basket if they're standing still shooting pig all day long. So we need to make sure we get out on the shooter and then stop the dribble drive so they don't get any other kickouts anywhere.
Practice makes perfect. Sounds like you guys are improving here.
Well, we have one more half.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
And thanks to Ryan Hart joining us here at halftime. Individual scoring quickly. For the Rockets, Brock McKinney leads away with 7. Seth Parkinson with 5. Jonah Guerreta's off the bench. And Cade Eddington each with 3. Aaron Clare with 2. For the Silver Streaks, already 2 players in double figures. Keith Cunningham, 13 points, 7 rebounds. Jalen McCants, 12 points for the Silver Streaks. That's 25 of their 35. Justin Endoff with 6, Quinn Anderson, Caleb Meadows each with 2, and the Silver Streaks lead is 14 here at the break. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Moline, a winner over Limestone in a tight game at Pekin, 52-46. United Township, an easy winner over Freeport, 52-34. At the Collinsville tournament, Quincy lost to Edwardsville in the opener by 3, 56-53, and we'll check in on Rock Island at the State Farm Holiday Classic here at the first opportunity. Rochester with the ball. They go down low to McCafferty right off the get-go. Can't hit the little turnaround jumper in front of the basket. And Eric Price comes out with a rebound. Nick Fields, Justin Endoff, Jalen McCants, Keith Cunningham, and Eric Price to start the third quarter for the Streaks.
I don't think Eric never came back in after that first foul, did he?
Second foul.
That was the one out high.
Yep. Yeah. Here's McCants down low. Turnaround, up and in with a foul and a chance at a three-point play. And McCants now the leading scorer for the Streaks with 14. Mm. And the lead is 16 now at 37-21. First foul of the game on Seth Parkinson for Rochester. And McCants will shoot the end one here.
Yeah, and if you're Coach Maciejewski of Rochester, that was the last thing you wanted to see on the first possession for Galesburg, is McCants to get it down low, an easy bucket.
And then to see Keith kind of sneak in and get the rebound put back off the missed free throw.
Wow.
So a four-point trip down the floor, and it's now an 18-point lead, 39-21. You go back to the first half. The Streaks have scored 12 consecutive points. Not quite a minute into the third quarter. Up top, McCafferty feeds it down low, a little backdoor cut. Then they throw it away. Well, got it down to Aaron Clare, yeah, who was under the basket. And instead of turning around, just putting it up, he tried to find a man on the outside and couldn't do that.
It was a beautiful backdoor. Yeah. You couldn't run it any better. But when you get there, you got to put it up. And I think a little concerned they're not going to get that shot off against a more athletic Galesburg team down low.
It's that kick out that you and Ryan Hart just talked about. But the kick out went out of bounds. Eric Price squares up and drains a 3. First one knocked down from the perimeter. And the Streaks have doubled up the Rockets now at 42-21. They have scored 15 consecutive points to open a 6-point lead to a 21-point lead, a minute and a half into the second half.
Maybe we can match the Alleman game. What do we have, 20-some straight in that one?
24-0 before Alleman finally scored with about a half minute to go at the end of the third quarter. Ball knocked out of the hands of Parkinson by Fields, kicks it out. Eddington with it now, working against Endoff. With a left hand, hesitation drive down the lane. Streak's got a hand on the ball and a tie-up as Eddington drives, and the alternating possession sends it back Galesburg's direction. 12th Rochester turnover.
Yeah, and Eddington walks away smiling. I don't know whether he didn't agree with the call or whether he's just like, well, I tried to take it all the way in, and that was probably the result I was going to get.
Rock Island, a winner over Chicago North Lawndale, 61-57. That was the other score we wanted to get to you. Nick Fields drives, dishes Cunningham, back out to Price. Now up top, Endoff. Feeds it right elbow to Fields. Down low, McCants. Jalen backs up. Cunningham calling for it on the right low blocks. Jalen gets it down to him on a bounce. Turn around by Keith, up and in.
Tell those two guys working well together. I mean, McCants coming out on the wing. And Cunningham, in normal circumstances, I'm not sure I'd say he was open. But he feels like with a man behind him, he can get it up over him.
Eddington with a drive. Too strong off the backboard. Cunningham with the dribble. And the drive. Other end. Takes it all the way. 6 in the quarter. 19 for the game. And the lead is 25 now for the Silver Streaks. And a timeout called by Rochester.
An impressive run by Galesburg late in the first half and now in this third quarter.
11-0 in the first 2 minutes and 43 seconds to open up a 25-point lead, 46-21. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation not only to Taylorville this week, but to every road broadcast as we follow the Silver Streaks. That includes the Galesburg girls down at Mattoon, where they were winners earlier today. Jim and I traveling in a 2016 Nissan Altima, 32,000 miles, which means it qualifies, as many of the vehicles do, just about everything on the lot will qualify for that lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no additional cost. It covers the engine, the transmission, the transfer case, the drivetrain assembly, and it's all included in the sale price. So check out the 2016 Nissan Altima and all the certified pre-owned and new selection at Galesburg Nissan, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street.
You know, many times we're highlighting the features that keep us warm coming down to this tournament, but that was not a problem today.
The air conditioning today.
53 degrees when we got down here, and it still was when we came in the gymnasium tonight. I guess it's going to cool off, though, tomorrow, but pretty much the same weather down here as we had in Galesburg today. Cloudy, windy, rainy. Good night to be indoors.
Back to action out of the Rochester timeout. Part of a 19-0 run, and it may go more. Streaks with another steal. Cunningham feeds end off and a basket, but a travel before that as he did get the little stutter step in there on the drive down the right side. The official over in front of the Galesburg bench just started cracking up. Mike Reynolds was just standing there. You know he had to say something under his breath. And now they're both laughing. So the offsetting turnovers, Rochester with three of them here in this third quarter now in just over 3 minutes of play. Eddington up top to Brock McKinney. The freshman Parkinson sailing. He throws a long three and air balls.
What was that?
Cunningham with his 10th rebound. Other end, McCants gets knocked off balance, and he gets called for traveling. He finished off the shot. Contact there knocked Jalen off balance. No foul called.
So was that the launch of the year? I mean, he was way out there, just pushed it up from the chest and wasn't even close to the basket.
That was shoot it before we turn it over.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that shot should have been called a turnover.
You see Jacob Carl in the stands across from us. Good to see Jacob after a successful redshirt freshman season at ISU, where he actually got to play a little bit of fullback, believe it or not. The give and go down low. McCafferty couldn't handle it. Streaks reach in. Nope, foul call, not a tie-up. And that'll be the first of the game.
Jalen, I think.
I thought on Jalen. Yeah, it is. So McCants with 14 in the game. Cunningham with 19. Cunningham with a double-double with 10 rebounds to go along with it. And he's lived up to everything that head coach David Majewski thought he knew about these Silver Streaks based on his pregame comments with you, Jim. Halfway through the third quarter.
If he did scout, it wasn't very convincing. But sometimes we've had coaches do that before that just want to let you think that they hadn't looked at you very much when in reality they scouted you pretty hard.
Claire with a turnaround jumper over the outstretched arms of Price comes up short. Jalen McCants with a rebound, drives, dishes, and a feed to Nick Fields with a layup. 48-21 Silver Streaks. 3:40 to go third quarter. Streaks pitching a shutout, 13-0 to start this second half. Cunningham comes out. Eddington gets the pass away to the right side. Brock McKinney dribbles to the free throw line, dishes it out. Brady Butler drives, kicks it over. Left side, McCafferty shoots the three. That one's long. Rebound chased down into the corner. Claire gets a hand on it, throws it behind him, and saves it to Eddington. And now a foul on the floor against the Silver Streaks.
The first, at least from my stats, the first offensive rebound the game for Rochester, and that was a save in the deep corner off of a badly missed three from the other side.
And Keith Cunningham gets his third foul, going for the loose ball, going for the steal. Quinn Anderson into the game. Lob from the baseline out high to Claire. Streaks go for a steal. That frees him up to give him numbers. A drive into the lane, up with the right hand by Jonah Garrettis. He scored five off the bench, and that ends the Silver Streaks run finally, as the lead went from 27-21 to 48-21, now 23, and Quinn Anderson squares up top of the arc and drains a wide-open three.
I show us 7-for-7 from the field in this quarter.
I do as well. Only misses from the free throw line, which the Streaks rebounded and put back in. And a timeout called by Rochester, their fourth, with 2:51 to go in the third quarter.
Well, I'm sure it's frustrating for them to finally get a nice bucket here on the other end by Gutierrez, and then to come back and watch the Streaks drain a three. Really nobody guarding him. That was probably the biggest concern for Coach Najewski, is to say, okay, we got a basket on this, and we got to get back down and guard on the other end.
Let's take a quick timeout. It's a full timeout. Just a 30-second timeout, please. 2:51 to go. Streaks lead 51-23. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
As you've come to expect, we're going to get into all of it, each and every detail. If I don't talk about it here, you don't need to know about it.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Coming out of the Rochester timeout, they run a little half-court offense, and Brady Butler gets open from the top of the arc to drain a three, 51-26. Streaks with the ball. Rochester with only one timeout remaining. On the right side, Endoff feeds it into the lane. Cunningham pushed from behind. That'll be the second foul on Aaron Clare and the second team foul on Rochester.
Well, and if you're Rochester at this point, I'm not sure what changes you make to try and get yourself back into this game. Because if it's been an up-tempo most of the way, you don't have time to really slow it down. You're down by a wide margin, so I guess you just keep doing what you're doing and hope more shots start to fall.
Just over 2 minutes to go. Cunningham drives baseline, flips it up from the opposite side. Couldn't knock it down. McCafferty with the rebound. Here's a hesitation drive into the lane and a foul on the floor as Brady Butler showed a little aggression coming off the bench, coming out of that timeout. Scored the three the last trip down and was attacking the basket here. Picks up the second foul on Jalen McCants. That was the first Streaks miss of the quarter, wasn't it?
Yep.
Up top, Cade Eddington. Left side, swinging around, and a foul away from the ball on...
That's Eric Price.
Okay. His third. Fourth Galesburg team foul. Aaron Clare, I think, was just about ready to square up for a three-point shot right when the whistle blew. Rochester will inbound it about halfway between the backboard and the corner to our left. Inbound to McCafferty. Bad pass. Bounce pass through the lane. Deflected, but it finds its way back to Eddington, who controls the shot up in the air and banks it in.
Well, after a long drought, Rochester has now hit three straight shots. Close within 13.
23, actually. Hasn't been quite that much of a run, although the Streaks turn it over here. Price's pocket is picked. Eddington leads a three-on-one break. Gets fouled going down the lane. Quinn Anderson called for that. Quinn frustrated at that. With a minute 33 to go, here's Rochester trying to do exactly what you were just talking about, Jim. Crawl back in a little closer.
And anytime they can stop the clock, that's good. If things continue to be tough for Rochester, though, we've seen so many years in this tournament where a team has a tough opening game, and you think, boy, they're really going to struggle this week. And then you come in the next day, and the shots that weren't falling all of a sudden start to fall. And you just see some wacky things when you get this many games played over the course of 3 days. Teams that on the first day you think, there's no way they're going to beat that team we just saw light it up. And lo and behold, it's pretty rare a team goes through this thing undefeated.
Yep. In fact, the champion the last 2 years has been 4-1. Eddington misses both free throws. Mitchell Sampson the rebound for the Streaks. Right side three, Riley Milan can't knock it down. Here's Jalen McCants with the offensive rebound, but that shot won't go down. Eddington with a rebound, leads the break into the front court, down the lane, kicks it back out. Up top, hesitation dribble, backs up, drives down. Butler fouled on a reach in by the Silver Streaks. Think they're going to get Jalen on that one, and that's his third, all in this second half. Sixth team foul on the Streaks. And Jalen, I think, might have been a little frustrated after he got that offensive rebound off the Milan miss and didn't miss the point-blank shot right in front of the basket. McCafferty with it in the left corner. Now the feed right back into the quarter. Eddington drives, gets it up over Sampson, but misses badly. There's McCants with his seventh rebound And now the Streaks turn it over in transition. Here's Eddington with a run out at the other end. Couldn't handle the pass, and it's out of bounds. Right back to the Streaks.
Well, it's interesting. Gelsberg could do no wrong through the first half of this third quarter, hitting all seven of their shots. Now, our last number of possessions, three straight misses and two turnovers.
But, four for the quarter, right?
Yes. So, still up 51-28. No complaints there, but it just it's always interesting in basketball how momentum changes so quickly.
Anderson right side, feeds it down low to McCants. Altered his shot on the way up, gets two tips at it. Neither one of them come anywhere close. And coming out of it, Butler for Rochester. Down the left side, fades away from the baseline, air ball. Rebound Riley Milan into the front court. Pulls up on the left elbow, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. End off right side, Quinn Anderson. Juggles it, now dribbles it out. Back up top to end off. On the left side, Milan. 19 seconds to go. Endoff launches a long three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebounds out of bound. Last touch by Butler for Rochester. So now let's see if the Streaks can hold for the final shot.
Yeah, and in other circumstances, you really would be unhappy with that shot with 19 seconds left in the third quarter. But the lead is big enough that it didn't really matter.
On the inbound, Caleb Meadows checks in. Mitchell Sampson drives, floats it up with the right hand off the back iron. Aaron Clare with the rebound, 7 seconds to go. Lots of time for Rochester. Feeds it down, and a turnover. Picked off by Caleb Meadows, 1 second to go. Three-quarter court, air ball. That's the end of the third quarter. 51-28, sloppy end of the third, but still a 23-point lead for the Streaks. This is Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Gelsberg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Gelsberg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Gelsberg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Gelsberg.
Gelsberg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Gelsberg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Gelsberg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Gelsberg Sports.
Three quarters gone from Taylorville. Silver Streaks lead Rochester 51-28. And the Rockets with the ball. Starting off quarter number four. And a foul away from the ball. We have an illegal screen set by Rochester. That'll be their 16th turnover, if that's, and that is the call. Third foul on Brady Butler.
Silver Streaks winning the rebounding battle through three periods. 2-1, 30-15 on the glass.
Wow. And leading on the scoreboard by 23. Not really any changes for the Streaks personnel-wise to start off the fourth quarter. Sampson, Meadows, Cunningham back into the game, Milan, and Anderson for the Streaks, leading 51-28. Down low, Cunningham collects himself, waits for the man to jump, and then puts it in easily. He's got 21 to lead the Streaks. 25-point lead, 53-28. Streaks can get the lead to 30 here in the third, in the fourth quarter. It would be a continuous clock. And certainly, if you're Rochester, it's exactly the kind of thing you want to avoid. They have been blown out in several games in a 3-5 start. That's been a bit of a struggle for this football powerhouse that struggles oftentimes on the basketball court. Here's a pick by Meadows. Just reached in, took it away from McCafferty. Caleb at the other end drives and lays it up and in.
Really like what he's done in some limited moments tonight. That was good on both ends.
Are you thinking crunch time player of the game candidate?
I hadn't gone there, but now that you mention it, it's getting to be that time where maybe.
55-28 is the Silver Streaks lead.
And he collects the steal there.
17 Rochester turnovers. Meadows feeds it right side, Milo. Sampson into the lane. Anderson, free throw line, shoots and scores.
Here we go.
29 is the lead.
Made seven straight to open the third quarter, missed eight in a row to end it, and now we've hit three in a row. Go figure.
It's a funny game sometimes. Rochester not laughing, though. Down 29 with 6:10 to go in the game. Claire on the dribble out high. Streaks thinking steal again. Around a screen, but Goretas can't get off the shot. Up top, Seth Parkinson. Pass out high to Butler. Trying to shake Anderson. Drives down the lane. Dishes right side. McCafferty for three. Air ball. Weak side rebound. Getting a hand on it and then coming up with a missed shot. Right under the basket is Butler. And then he loses the rebound out of bounds.
Yeah, Quinn Anderson probably won't want to see the replay of that one. He had his man boxed out on the weak side, but he let him sneak in there. I think maybe he got his arm grabbed a little bit, but still, that's one of Quinn. He did the hard work to get the position, but then didn't aggressively go after the ball enough on that board.
Meadows in the left corner. Streaks lead by 29, trying to get to a running clock here with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Anderson to the left side, Meadows. 57-28 is the Streaks lead. Anderson dishes it out. Kyla will shoot the three and hits. There's your running clock for the rest of the game now. Kyla with an offensive career high on the varsity levels. The Streaks lead by 32 now. He's got 7 off the bench here in limited action. Down the lane, a running off balance, out of control shot missed by Parkinson. Cunningham with his 11th rebound and Meadows with a layup at the other end. Kylan's got 7 in the quarter, and the lead is 62-28.
Well, and back on the other end, Mitchell Sampson, a good job of defense. The guy was trying to cut across the lane and get to the basket, and Mitchell, with his strength that he has, just able to bump him right out there and keep him away from the basket.
Drive into the lane, bounce pass, leaving it off for Paredes. Now down the lane, throws it right through the hands of McCafferty. Streaks steal it away again. Down the lane, Cunningham lost the handle on it, saves it, gets it out. Meadows for three, off the back iron. Quinn Anderson to the weak side with a rebound. Ball knocked out of his hands and knocked off his leg out of bounds. And the Streaks give it back to Rochester.
Well, if Meadows would have hit that, what a flurry he would have had here in this action tonight. But he's had a real good go of it. Make or miss, he wasn't far off the mark, but we might have just had to call time of the game and hand him the Dave's Autobody crunch time player of the game if he made that.
Approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter and a running clock, Streaks get Kobe Ramirez back into the game, Alex Egypciaco. Adam Stewart sees his first action of the tournament. Meadows and Milan stay on the floor. There's a drive down the lane, a dish out, right side three on the way. And John Oshiski is off the mark. Streaks come down with a rebound. Into the front court, right side Meadows on the wing. 3:45 to go over running clock. Kobe Ramirez down the lane, dishes it out. Milan passes up the three, drives, puts it up with the left hand, missed it, but a foul.
Good aggressive drive by Milan to the basket, and in midair switched over to the left hand. Just caught a little bit too much of the front iron, so he couldn't get it over, but it was a very athletic move by Milan, and he'll get a couple of free throws.
Foul on Nick Tenenbaum into the game for Rochester. Only their fourth team foul. Officials have let the kids play here in this game. And the fouls have been called, I think, at the appropriate time. Milan's first free throw up and off the back iron. I think for Riley, that's his first varsity free throw this season. It is. So let's see if he can get his percentage up to 50% here. Second one up and off the mark. And the rebound, Rochester couldn't handle it. Right into the hands of Nick Tenenbaum, and then right through his hands out of bounds. 19th turnover. I'm giving him a rebound and a turnover on that one.
Yep. Yeah, I was looking at Riley Milan. You talked about was his first free throw. He's one of the few guys that can say he's 50% from the three-point arc coming into tonight. He was 6 of 12.
Meadows with another three from the right side. Off the back iron, rebound tipped out on the run. Oshiski drives, scooped up from the weak side, missed it. Egypciaco with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Now a drive by Kobe. Dishes it out, and he got hacked on the arm pretty hard. We could hear the slap even with our headphones on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we love this vantage point here in Taylorville. There's not too many venues we go to where we sit on the court. Over Peoria, Notre Dame, a few years ago, we were
on
the court.
That's pretty cramped.
Yeah. And, boy, did we get destroyed over there a couple of times by some big teams under Eddie Matthews. But, yeah, there's not many we get to sit at the court.
Meadows, top of the arc. Well, now he's gone cold, missing his last three. But Kobe chases down his rebound. Into the corner, Riley Milan. Squares up from the wing, off the mark. Weak side rebound. Tenenbaum controls this one for Rochester. Down to 1:35 to go. Drive by Oshiski, puts it up. Missed it over Ramirez. And the rebound on the floor to Egypciaco. We're up and down here. Not many points to show for it. Here's Alex with a drive, and Egypciaco can't finish. Tenenbaum with his third rebound. Lots of attacking of the basket, and the clock continues to run with a minute 20 to go in the game, and the Streaks leading by 34. Right side three for Rochester. Off the mark by Rylan Wilson. Milan with a rebound. Streaks with a two-on-one. The Gypsyaka with a Euro step misses, but Adam Stewart with a rebound. Collects it, puts it back up and in.
Well, yeah, collectively, the teams had missed their last 0 for 12.
Lovely. At the other end, shot up and in by Brady Butler, and a foul will give him a chance at a three-point play as the clock continues to wind under 45 seconds to go.
Well, you know, we thought the Silver Streaks were favored coming into this game, but Rochester had played some people tough. They had three wins, but, you know, their head coach said that they had a couple of guys, that pretty good contributors, that were injured right now, wouldn't be back until after the tournament, and I think we're probably seeing a lot of that right now, that a couple of those guys are pretty important to their team, and they just haven't had much consistent offensive firepower.
Butler hits the free throw at 64-31 with 16 seconds to go. Gypsyaka drives left to right into the lane out to Sampson. Right side Meadows, back up top to Mitchell. Sampson scoops it over. Gypsyaka for three, left wing, a little bit long. Weak side rebound, Milan battles for it. 3 seconds to go, ball knocked out of bounds, and that's the end of the game. Streaks win at 64-31. Post-game show from Taylorville coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Clark Howard.
This is Clark Howard.
The politicians and the political parties are lining up on these opposite sides about fuel economy, missing the big picture, because the Europeans are all over coming up with SUVs that will get an equivalent of over 100 miles per gallon, using in some cases gas and electric, and in others, straight electric. We need to be about the future.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Lori Plunk from WGIL, reminding you about the Knox College Jazz Year annual winter concert. Luciano Antonio and his quartet will be back by popular demand Saturday, January 12th at 7:30 p.m. at Crespi Recital Hall. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies tonight. A chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, a low near 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 38. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy as well, with a low near 23. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 48 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it big here to open the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, 64-31 over the Rochester Rockets. We anticipate talking to Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds fairly quickly, and I think he's got to be pleased. If, you know, I'm going to draw up five games in 3 days, this is probably about as well as the Silver Streaks could have it go in the opener. For our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, we're going to go, we talked about Caleb Meadows, but in all reality, crunch time really came early on in the game, especially in the late second quarter and on into the third quarter when the Silver Streaks were up 27-21. And not long, about 3 minutes into the third quarter, suddenly it was 48-21. And we're going with Keith Cunningham with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. He knocked down three of those shots in a big run when the Streaks knocked down their first seven shots in the third quarter. Really opened this game up and took away any kind of doubt as to what the outcome might be.
Yeah, and I think those first and third quarters, I think he established himself along with McCants, but especially Cunningham early in the game down low. And we said, boy, he could have a big night, and he did. Yep. And then, as you said, there in that third quarter where the game might have still been in doubt, then it was, you know, I think of the time where we finally missed a shot. I guess it's the first trip down the third quarter. We got a basket, missed a free throw, and there he was to put it back in. We got a four-point play to start the second half, and it was basically over at that point. I mean, Rochester, I kept thinking they would have a run in them, but they didn't offensively, and defensively they just really never were able to stop Galesburg from doing what they wanted tonight.
Nope. Keith Cunningham, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, finishes with a double-double, 21 points, 11 rebounds. 64-31 the final. Streaks are now 7-4. We'll take a break, and we think we'll probably talk to Coach Mike Reynolds when we come back. As post-game coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief. Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks win it tonight, 64-31. Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds joins us now. Our coach's interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Coach, I think we talked about, you know, maybe sort of the ideal situation, five games in 3 days. You come down here, you get a lot of guys in here, and really played with a lot of energy, we thought.
Well, I think we need to push some of our guys. You know, we need to have guys off the bench. We think that some of them are ready. They've got to prove they're ready in the game, but, you know, I thought they played well. They played hard. And, you know, that's important.
Well, tell us about the defense. You talked about getting the game up in tempo, up and going. Rochester kind of hung with us for a while, but it just kind of seemed like, you know, the edges were kind of falling apart as the game went along and things really got going for us.
Well, we just thought we were going to play faster, better than they were, and I think we proved that for most of the game. Our press had some holes in it, some leakiness in it, but we'll get that fixed up. And you know, with running more guys in than normal, that, you know, we got some things to correct.
Seemed like you established McCants and Cunningham early in the ball game, and then they really, once you got the ball in their hands, there wasn't anything they could do.
No, and I think that's a lot of games. You know, the ball, we've had to sell those guys on going inside. Everybody wants to be Klay Thompson or Steph Curry, and sometimes it's okay to be a post player and make baskets around the rim. You know, I tell this all the time. Grant Gibson scored 1,900 points. I've never had one person ask me how he scored them. You know, put the ball in the hoops, the name of the game, and I don't care if it's from 19 feet or from 2 feet. And, you know, if you look at our stats, you know, some of our guys are 70, 80% in the lane, and that's where the ball needs to go.
He had a nice little run at the end of the first half. The lead was six, got it up to, 13, I think, at halftime.
14.
And then came out of the locker room. How much was that part of the discussion in terms of coming out with a big start to the second half and really put the game away?
I think the number one thing is we got to play with energy, you know. Bring your own energy. You know, there's nobody here. There's no cheerleaders. There's no band. If you want to be a player, you want to be a competitive guy, you bring your own energy, and I thought we did that well.
You mentioned played a lot of guys off the bench, good minutes. But Meadows gave you a really nice go there tonight, we thought.
Yeah, I thought everybody played well. You know, I think, you know, it's nice to see Quinn hit some shots again. You know, Kylov came in, made some shots. Yeah. Riley made some plays off the bench. You know, Kobe's back. That's the first time he's basically played, back from mono. So that's good to give him some minutes because he's an energy guy. We think we got some guys that can help us down the stretch against the really good teams. And, we certainly are going to need them.
We know it's a short turnaround, Coach. We're going to let you go. So you guys can, I'm sure you're going to, maybe you're going to stay for a little bit. I don't know, but I know you want to get the guys back to the hotel.
Well, I'm going to stay for 12 minutes to do this check presentation, and then I'm out of there.
Thanks for your time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
64-31, the final. Silver Streaks improved to 7-4. And since he brought it up, we'll go ahead and mention, if anybody was at the game when the Silver Streaks played United Township back at Thiel earlier this, well, actually, it was probably back in November, I guess. It had to have been in December because that's where the tornadoes came. But they passed the hat. The cheerleaders went through the stands, and they collected money for Taylorville. And so the check that he said that he's hanging around to make the presentation for, kudos to you folks back home who were part of that effort, and to the United Township folks as well who contributed. $777 is what they're going to be presenting to Taylorville tonight as part of the tornado recovery efforts.
Interesting. I was talking with one of the ladies that was working the front table and asked her about the tornado, and she said, yeah, if you drive in from the west side, which we do coming from Springfield, you really don't notice too much. She said there were a couple of spots with some damage over here, a big hail damage, as we saw the car dealer was having a hail damage special.
Right.
She said they were baseball size hails, and the kids were at school at the time, and she said they took them all into the hallway for about 45 minutes. And one of the firemen, when he first saw the hail, that's when they said this is going to be a major storm. And so that's when they got the kids all sent in. But and then any time an event happens like that, you'll get stories from
sure.
For everybody's got their own story of what happened to them. But they said, I guess the east and especially the southeast part of town took the brunt of it. And but she said nobody died.
Right.
And the people that were hospitalized have all since come around and are doing well, she said. So she said, even though there's still a lot to be cleaned up in this town after that freak tornado in December, the big part is that everybody's okay and they'll get it fixed up.
And the Taylorville program, the athletes, not only this basketball program, but the football players, a lot of the athletes at the high school have all been a pretty dedicated part of that cleanup. So those are some of the stories we're going to talk about as part of our coverage continues over the next couple of days here down at Taylorville. 64-31, the final over Rochester. We'll take a break here, come back, and go through our final statistics here as the Streaks improve to 7-4 on the season. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
You could win as much as $500 cash by wearing the white WGIL button. Find out where to get one at WGIL.com.
Let's go ahead and run through our post-game statistics here on WGIL, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. I'm guessing the team numbers are going to tell a big part of the story here, Jim.
Yeah, really a domination by Galesburg in about every facet of this game. Maybe the rebounding, the biggest part of it, a 39-19 edge on the boards. And the number that just jumps out at you, Rochester with one offensive rebound the entire game.
I remember when they got that
one. Yeah, I was off a missed three-pointer. And, usually the ball's going to take a weird carom and you'll get a few of those, but they just couldn't get any second shots tonight. Shooting percentage, Galesburg 46%, Streaks were 27 of 59, Rochester
wow.
12 of 38.
59 shots.
Yeah, 12 of 38 for Rochester, 31%. and a 2-1 turnover margin, too. Rochester with 20 turnovers and the Silver Streaks with just 10. So Galesburg easily picks up win number 7 on the season. Probably a little different tempo when we see Dunlap tomorrow morning.
Silver Streaks were 3 of 18 from three-point range. Imagine what this game would have been if the Streaks had been even lukewarm from three-point range, not cold as they were here tonight. This game really could have gotten out of hand a lot earlier. Rochester, meanwhile, 5 out of 16 from behind the arc. Rockets were 2 of 6 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks were 7 of 11. No Rockets finished in double figures. They were led by Brock McKinney with 7. He didn't even, that's what he had at halftime. He didn't even take a shot in the second half. Brady Butler had 6, all of those coming in the second half. Jonah Garreta's off the bench with 5. Seth Parkinson had 5. Let's see. And then you go down to Aaron Clare with 2 and Lucas McCafferty with 1. Their leading rebounder was Eddington with 4. For the Silver Streaks, 2 players in double figures, including our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, Keith Cunningham, 21 points, 10 and 11 rebounds. Jalen McCants just missed a double-double, 14 points, 9 rebounds. Kyler Meadows off the bench, 9 points, 7 in the fourth quarter. Justin Endoff had 6. Quinn Anderson had 7. Eric Price had 3. Adam Stewart and Nick Fields each finished with 2. 64-31 the final. Streaks now 7-4 on the season, and we will be on early tomorrow. Streaks, you mentioned it, Jim. Dunlap is the next opponent. They lost to Sterling earlier today, 56-42. That's a 9 o'clock game tomorrow. We're going to have our pregame at about 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we trumpeted breakfast with the Streaks a couple of times from the hotel. We may have to do it here on the basketball court tomorrow.
So 8:30, the starting time for our pregame tomorrow. First of 2 games. Silver Streaks will then play Sterling in the final game of round-robin play, or final game of pool play, rather, at 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
That'll be a heated
night.
Game, won't it, after last year's battles? Whew.
Yeah, no hard feelings lost in that one by any stretch. All right, so 64-31 the final. We're going to close things out from Taylorville here. Congratulations to the Galesburg girls on their victories earlier today at Mattoon. They have more action coming up tomorrow as well, so we certainly invite you to tune in for Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, as their first game will be on the laser. If you're tuning into WGIL tomorrow and trying to find out where the girls will be, they'll be on 92.7 FM. So, Jim, good to have you back again, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
My pleasure. Look forward to it.
64-31 the final. For Sean McCutcheon at the Downtown Studios, for Jim Lee to my right, I'm Brad Binowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning from Taylorville, where the Streaks will battle Dunlap. Good night from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.